This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Cannabis is now legal for recreational use in the state of Michigan, the only state in the Midwest to go there so far. Michigan has a lot of crossings to and from Canada. And as Quinn Kleinfelter reports from WDET in Detroit, U.S. border guards are being super strict with people who declare cannabis industry connections.
What is your citizenship?
My citizenship.
The U.S. Transportation Department says more than a quarter of all the trade between the U.S. and Canada crosses here through the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel and the nearby Ambassador Bridge. But Customs Officer Agron Martini says some travelers may not make it through if there's even a whiff that their trip involves marijuana.
Anytime somebody plans on entering the United States to involve themselves in the distribution, proliferation, possession of any form of marijuana, that could lead to them being found inadmissible.
Even traveling just to discuss doing business with the U.S. pot industry can be considered illegal drug trafficking. About a month ago, Canadian cannabis consultant Rod Elliott says he and roughly two dozen others were detained before they could board a flight to a marijuana business conference in Las Vegas.
We were able to get through the next morning. There were people who were traveling to that conference who told the border agents that they were investors in the U.S. cannabis industry, and those people were given a lifetime ban.
So Elliott says he and some of his colleagues will simply avoid taking business trips to the U.S.
I have been told by people in the industry that I will not travel to the United States if there is even the mere possibility that I will face a lifetime ban because I work in the legal Canadian cannabis industry.
Michigan's budding cannabis market next door to Canada is drawing significant investment interest, but Detroit medical marijuana dispensary owner Stuart Carter says the numerous investors knocking at his door are all based in the U.S. Still, with marijuana criminalized under U.S. federal law, Carter says he takes no chances at a customs toll booth.
I don't even take my business card because I'm not interested in being scrutinized by the Border Patrol.
With Michigan's cannabis industry still flowering, those involved in it don't want to burn any future bridges, especially those that cross the border. In Detroit, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter for Marketplace.